We are up to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Okay, that is what we say after Al Nesil HaSedayim. Let's begin. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Vav does something that it does not do in any area of Hilchos Tefillah. And that is that the Shulchan Aruch offers a full perush, a full explanation of the Tefillah of Asher Yatzar. The Aruch HaShulchan explains the reason why, that there are very deep and profound ideas in Asher Yatzar, and therefore this bracha demands a deeper analysis than the simple meaning of the words. I didn't share it with you, but I'll just read to you the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Birchas Asher Yatzar mishunas mikol brachos. It is different than all brachos. Techol ha-brachos heim kutsaros u'mefarashos al inyan she'osem. All brachos are short, and they talk about exactly what they're talking about. Kmo birchas hanenin, right? You say hamotzei lechem haaretz, I'm having bread. B'lechein kulam, ubrachos birchas hashachar gam kein kein, and birchas hashachar the same thing. Ubrachazu arucha, he says, but this brach of Asher Yatzar after we used the bathroom is long. Vikar inyan shalem avarchan lo hizkru klal. And the thing that we're making a bracha about is not even mentioned. To be clear, Asher Yatzar is about going to the bathroom. And not once in Asher Yatzar do we actually talk about going to the bathroom. V'nira lanias daiti. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, why is this? To emes kainhu. To chachamim lo nimtzu matzu makom bebrachazu ahaskir tzias nekavim. He says, there's a reason why Chazal did not make a bracha specifically mentioning going to the bathroom. One reason is, mipnei she'eno inyan kavod. It's not bekavod to make a bracha about going to the bathroom. Va'od im nidma zel lebircha sanen in yefshar. If you would think and treat it like a bircha sanen and like a bracha on food, dav sheish hanala adam betseis motaris miyano. Certainly a person has pleasure or is relieved after relieving themselves, mikol makam b'chol bircha sanen and bracha kodem amaisa. We generally make brachos on pleasure or pleasurable experiences before, not after. V'od, and in addition, t'chol bircha sanenin b'yad ha'adam le'anos o shalol anos. He says, if you have a strawberry, and you make a hadama on that strawberry, so then that was in your decision and your will to be able to decide if you want that pleasure or not. But ma'isizu havi behechrech. You cannot choose or not choose whether you want to go to the bathroom. It's against your will. Just ask my kids. So if that's the case, it must be that how can I decide I am going to make a bracha, I'm not going to make a bracha? You have to go to the bathroom. V'im nidme bracha zu lebirchas hashachar, it would not make any sense. And also, I'd only make it once a day. Therefore, the bracha of Asher Yatzar is not about going to the bathroom. Rather, it is about the creation of man. It is about our cleanliness, that it should not be, and spoken about in a hidden way, so it should not be inappropriate. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch explains this, because it needs explanation as to what we're talking about. So let's give a general overview to what Asher Yatzar is about and to what it is not about. Before going into the specifics of the words, let's just give an understanding to the general purpose of the bracha and why it's being said. We know that the end of the bracha is supposed to summarize the main idea of the bracha itself. Our bracha begins Asher Yatzar Sadam, that he created man, but the purpose is not to praise Hashem for creation of man. Because at the end of the bracha, we say, Rofei kol basar mafli lasos, that Hashem takes care of us. On the general creation of man, we have a different bracha. And that's the bracha of, anybody know? Where do we make a bracha on the general creation of man? It's a bracha that you've heard, but have never said. Or will ever say. What?
Under the chuppah.
Under the chuppah. Very good. Okay? Under the chuppah, Yotzer HaAdam is the bracha on the creation of man. But the main idea behind Asher Yatzar is Asher Yatzar Es HaAdam B'chachma. And that's the main point. To praise the hidden wonders of the human body and its ability to heal itself and to take care of itself. The central wonder is the wonder of the body's independent medical system that handles the food and waste material as they enter and leave the body, including many substances that can cause life-threatening illnesses, and the perforations, the openings that remove and isolate the waste of the body. Rashi explains, and this Gemara we'll talk about in a moment, Rofei kol basar. It refers to the ability of the body to remove foreign matter. Okay, so let's begin. What is chachma? Asher yatzar sadam b'chachma. What's the wisdom? So the Beis Yosef cites Rashi, who notes that chachma of man, or our being human beings, is that we have holes, but our oxygen stays in our body. It doesn't just leave and we're emptied like a balloon. The Bach understands chachma similarly as well. Tosos in Brachos in Daf Samach, where this bracha is discussed, cites a Medrash Tanchuma, that we don't really even have. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Vayivra Elohim Asa Adam, that Hashem created man, Amar Rav Ban, Bechachma Shehiskin Mizonosav. The wisdom that Hashem has created our food. V'achakach baro, and then he created us. Hanya damar b'Sanhedrin, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that l'kach nivra b'erev Shabbos k'dei shi'ikanes l'suda miyad. What's the wisdom of our creation? That Hashem first made our food and then created us. So he wouldn't create us and then we would be hungry without having any food. And that's what's the wisdom of the creation of man. That's the understanding of Tosos. Meaning, chachma is that our first sustenance was created in the world and then we were created. The Beis Yosef explains that the creation of man is so astounding that it must have been done with chachma. The Avudraham actually lists all of the wonderful things and brilliant things that we see in our human body. This is a big Yesod of Avigdor Miller, often describing the human eye, the DNA of everything, and how they all come together, the brilliance of the creation of man. The Kuzari in Shar Gimel says the same idea as well. The Marsha offers a surprising understanding, where he explains Chachma refers to the fact that Hashem created man and gave us wisdom. It's a nice pshat, but it doesn't really seem to fit with the rest of the brach about our wisdom. It's not really about our wisdom, it's about the functioning of our body. Okay, so that's Chachma, essentially the brilliance that comes with the human body. And then we say, well, Chalulim, Chalulim, or Chalalim, Chalalim. And that's a machlokas. In the version of our Gemara, according to Rashi, it says, Shimi Pasech Echad Mehem, that if one of them will be open, and Rashi explains, Min HaChalalim Kagon HaLev O HaKeres, if one of the Chalalim, we'll explain that in a moment, are opened, or Yisasem Echad Mehem, or one of the Nikavim are closed, so then that would be a problem. So what's Rashi talking about? According to Rashi, the word is chalalim. A chalal means an opening or a pipe that does not open to the outside of the body. Internal parts of the body that have pipes that carry things from place to place. While nikavim are openings of the body. The Tur writes that the girsa of Rashi doesn't make any sense. The Torah says it should be chalulim chalulim, and not chalalim, empty spaces. And the Beis Yosef explains that chalulim refers to the fact that Hashem made our body parts that are hollow, not empty, in the sense that there's nothing going on over there. The term uvarevo makes more sense, referring to the creation of the organs and simply empty spaces in the body. And therefore, our bracha is chalulim chalulim, and not chalalim. Okay, now, let's turn now to the explanation of the Bach and the Levush when it comes to this bracha. The Tur and the Beis Yosef explain that Chalulim and Nikavim are two types of body parts. The bracha is here to deal with the Chesed of Hashem when these body parts work properly. The only issue is that why would I think that all of a sudden the parts should be closed off will be open, and the parts that should be closed off will be open should be closed off. It's a strange bracha, right? According to the simple pshat that we usually think about, right? We're making a bracha to Hashem, you know, thank God, oh, my body's not failing me. We don't ever have a bracha like that, where we say Baruch Hashem, right? Baruch Hashem, a tragedy hasn't occurred. It's a weird bracha. Where else do we make a bracha? Bracha da Hashem al-Cholam? You know, thank God this terrible thing didn't happen. It's an odd bracha to make at the end of the day. Also, such an understanding doesn't seem to fit with the bracha is really dealing with, which is going to the bathroom. We don't want to talk about it, but that's what the bracha is about. So what does my body failing have to do with going to the bathroom? So for that reason, the Bach and the Levush bring a different approach. And according to their understanding, we can explain what Asher Yatzar has to do with using the bathroom. And they explain as follows. Hashem created man in a fashion where there are many nekavim and chalulim, many openings. The pella, the wonderment that we are praising, is how our food moves through the body from different areas that open and then close, and bypassing areas that should not remain open. How the food goes from our body and goes through our system, and at the end of the day, the food gets where it needs to go, and it doesn't, you know, go off into my arm, and it doesn't go off into my fingers, and it doesn't, you know, mess up. Everything follows the path that it's supposed to get there. It doesn't go off into random parts of the body where things are not supposed to be. Valves and pipes only open and close when they need to, and enables us to digest food properly. And that's their understanding. It's not about the general function of the body. The brach is about eating and using the bathroom and saying Baruch Hashem, that when we ingest food, it goes to the right places and doesn't go to the wrong places. That's the shita of the Bach and the Lavush. Let's discuss the shita of Rashi. Rashi and Brachos also seems to understand this bracha in the way of the Bach and the Lavush. He has a different approach. He says, U'mafli lasos, and Rashi says, K'neged shahaguf chalul k'mo na'ad. Our body is like a, what's the right word? It's like a leather sack. Like you see in the olden days, like in the biblical times, they would have like these like goat skin sacks where they would like keep their water, something like that. These sacks that they would fill things with. V'hanad hazeh im yesh bo nekev. If there's a hole in it, ein haruach omed besocho, the air will go out. V'kadosh baruch hu bara es ha'adam b'chachma. Ubari bo nekavim nekavim harbe, all the different holes in our body. V'afal b'kein haruach besocho kol yimei chaya, but nevertheless the wind stays in our body. V'zui plia b'chachma, and this Rashi is based on a comment in the Bereishis Rabbah. Rabbi Tanchuma says the greatness of the neflos of Hashem, and it quotes this idea again about everything staying inside the body at the end of the day. 1 second. Okay. Now, the wisdom from the first verse of the bracha and the wonder from the last part of the bracha of human creation refers to the body's ability to maintain its contents despite all the openings and pores. In biology, we call this ability of an organism to keep the outside out and the inside in while still interacting with its surroundings, homeostasis. I know it's been a while since bio, but this is what we're making a bracha on. We're making a bracha on homeostasis. We're making a bracha that the parts of the body are supposed to be inside stay inside, and the parts of the body that are supposed to stay outside as well. Okay. Now, then we say, Galui v'yadua, Lifnei kisei kevodach. It's a funny expression because you don't really find it anywhere else in davening. Galui v'yadua, that it's well known before Hashem. It appears often in Chazal, but what is it doing in a bracha? When this expression is used, it's meant to convey the idea that the reason doesn't need to be explained since everything is already understood. It's well known to everybody in the whole world. So the Navi Yecheskel writes in Perek Chavches in chapter 28, and he is writing about Hiram, the king of Tsur. And he says, Meleches tufecha unekavecha bach bayom hibarcha konenu. And the Gemara in Bava Basra Ayin He interprets the phrase as referring to the man's digestive system. Tupecha, your drums, describes the stomach and the intestines that are roughly shaped like a drum. A person's stomach is shaped like a drum. And nikavach are the body's orifices used in eliminating waste. And Hashem is telling Hiram, the king of Tsur, from the moment of creation, I decided to put a digestive system into man with you in mind. Meaning you think that you're so chashev, but no. I make you. I make all the wonderful things in the world. This was meant to counteract his pride, his gaiva. So too, we can understand, we come before Hashem with humility, because even in this mundane and private area, we cannot function without the kindness and intervention of Hashem. And therefore we say, Galuy v'yadu lifnei chisei chavodacha. We are humbled. It is obvious. And we don't speak about it, but it's obvious before Hashem that we are nothing without Hashem's creations. The Vilna Gaon explains why are we invoking the Kisei HaKavod over here. So the Vilna Gaon writes in Imrei Noam, his Perush on Brachos, that we refer to Kisei Kevodecha to remind us that even from the Kisei HaKavod, even from all the way up in Shemayim, by Hashem's exalted throne, surrounded by Malachim and all of this holiness, Hashem is Mashkiach on these mundane and private matters. Hashem is paying attention to you as well. That's why we invoke the Kisei Kevodecha, the glorious throne of Hashem. Even all the way up there, Hashem cares about how we're doing when we're going to the bathroom. We then turn now towards the second part of the end of the bracha. Yev shar l'hiskayim, and then, well, we have to discuss la'amod l'fanacha and the word sha achas. The nusach of the Gemara continues. I'll read you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, shimi paseach achad mayhem, o yisasem achad mayhem, yev shar la'amod l'fanacha. That's all the Gemara says. If so, what they were to rupture, be stuck up, we would not be able to stand before you. However, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, the three Amudei Horah, the three pillars that we follow, have a version that says, "Efshar l'hiskayim afilu shah echas." We would be unable to stand there even for 1 hour. In fact, in the above pasuk in Yecheskel, so the Targum of Rav Yonasan ben Uziel seems to follow our version of the Gemara, where he says that you are unable to stand before Hashem, but does not mention Shah Echas. So what are we supposed to do? Do we mention Shah Echas? I'm sure you've seen this in your Siddurim or your Asher Yatzah cards. The word Shah Echas will be in parentheses. Why is that? Because there's a machlokus whether to say it or not. Because our Gemara doesn't have it, but many of the Rishonim do have it. So the Avudraham and the Kolbo both cite the Maharam Rothenberg, Rav Meir of Rothenberg, one of the great Chachmei Ashkenaz, whose Mesorah we follow. And he says that one should not say the words Afilu Sha Echas. You should not mention that. Because there are times when a person does have trouble with their bodily functions for 1 hour, and you know what? You still live. And you make it. So it's not true. It's a lie. If our body is stopped up or not functioning for 1 hour, we can still live. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to say it. The Tur supports this with the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed tells us about the fetus. It says that the head of the fetus rests between its knees, its mouth is closed, its umbilical cord is open, connected to the mother. And it eats from what its mother eats, and it drinks from what the mother drinks, and it doesn't excrete, lest it would kill the mother by putting those terrible things into the mother's body. But says the Gemara, once the baby emerges into the airspace of the world, the closed limb, meaning its mouth, it opens, and the open thing, meaning the umbilical cord, closes. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to live. And the Beis Yosef explains that the Tur is coming to address the question of the Maharam Rothenberg. The statement, Shah Echas, that we would not be able to be there for 1 hour, is referring to our birth, coming into this world. Because if these functions did not take place properly when the baby was born immediately, then we would not be able to live. It is a miracle that when a baby is born, the mouth and the body begins to breathe right away, and the functioning and reliance on the umbilical cord that was open ceases right away. And that is a pella. That's a miracle. And therefore, that's what we're saying when we say afilu sha'achas. Meaning, at that moment when we were born, that set us in motion that we were able to function properly. Now, the Beis Yosef questions the Tur for two reasons. First of all, it's strange that the phrase im yisaseim echad mayhem, that if one of them were to be closed, refers only to the mouth. Or yipaseach echad mayhem, if one were to be open, refers to all the limbs of the body. It's a strange way that we're only talking about the mouth being closed when you are born, when we're born. And also, if we're referring to the 1 hour after birth, what does that have to do with using the bathroom? Why am I making a brach when I was born a baby, you know, however many years ago? We're talking about going to the bathroom. Now, the Bach defends the Tur, and he says that it's possible that most of the bracha refers to the everyday life of a person, while Afilu Sha'achas refers to the moment of birth. Okay, it's possible to bifurcate into two different parts of our lives. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef explains that
I efshar l'skaim l'fanecha afilu sha'echas refers to the fact that there's a line where the body cannot cross. And if it does reach that point, the body will die. And we are referring to the place past that point. When I say afilu sha'echas, that even for 1 hour, I would not be able to live, what I mean is, I would not be able to live for 1 hour if my body reached the point of no return. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're referring to. In the Shulchan Aruch, he brings this understanding of the Torah as well, but that's the Kavanah. Afilu sha'achas, that even 1 hour, if my body were to reach the point of no return, of not being able to function. Which Nusach should you follow? You should follow your family's Nusach, whatever you do before. It's not exactly, it's not a perfect Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz line that's being drawn here. So whatever your family does, then figure it out. If your family doesn't have a particular Shita, then I would say probably better to, I would probably say, 1 second. Okay. I would say that it would be better to probably simply follow the Gemara and not say Afilu Sha'achas. Okay. Now, we come to the court, according to getting to the end here. I efshar la'amod lefanecha. Now, in the Nusach and the Siddur for Ashkenazim is I efshar l'skaim v'la'amod lefanecha. We cannot stand before you. This is the version of the Rush. However, the commentaries do not explain what la'amod lefanecha means. The expression is found in the Ila. In the Ila, we say, Atahiv dalta enosh meirosh, v'tachrichu l'amod lefanacha. You have made us stand before you. The service of a king means amidah lefanav, that we're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Malachim Aleph, it says, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher amadzi lefanav, that I am serving you by standing before you. It says about Shevet HaLevi, the Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, La'amod lefnei Hashem l'sharso. They serve Hashem by standing before Him. And this is the understanding of the bracha given by the Ian Tfila, Rav Tzvi Mecklenburg. And we are expanding the idea of l'hiskayim lefanecha, meaning our purpose in the world is to be La'amod lefnei Hashem, to serve Hashem. And if we cannot do that, there is no reason for us to be here. And therefore we tell Hashem, we're only here La'amod lefanecha. We're only here to serve you. However, according to the approach of the Lavush from before, the statement also makes sense. Because if our bodies were not working properly, expelling our food and opening and closing the way they should, then we would become contaminated with waste, and therefore we would not be able to stand before Hashem in a proper fashion. A similar approach is brought by the Siach Sarfei Kodesh in Yonei Tefillah in the name of the Chiddush Arim, who explains that if our bodies didn't run properly, we would not be able to stand before Hashem. Because for the ruchnius of a person to be able to serve Hashem, for the spirituality, you need a vehicle that is gashmi, that is physical. And therefore, we need to be able to function physically to be able to serve Hashem in ruchnius. And this also explains lifnei kisei kavodecha. Because if we're speaking about being lifnei Hashem, we're being lifnei the kisei hakavod, before Hashem's throne. The final piece is the inyan of umafli lasos. Now the Shulchan Aruch already brought Rashi, who says that mafli lasos is the oxygen stays in our body, and the Shulchan Aruch brings the Avudraham, who says mafli lasos is that our bodies can take the things we need from the food with, while disposing of the waste. That's the pella. That's the, you know, that's the wonderment of our body. The Rama in the Darkei Moshe has a famous pshat. The Rama writes that the pella, the wonderment of the human body, is that the neshama and the body exist together. That Hashem created a body where ruchnius and gashmius can coexist. The neshama comes from the olamos ha'alyon of the upper worlds. Our body is totally physical, yet they work together as a team. Because Hashem is rofei kol basar. Hashem is the healer. He is the medical expert of all human beings. Only Hashem could take a physical thing and instill within it its spirituality, and the body could function together without rejecting one another. And that really is the whole Asher Yatzar. I think we went from beginning to end. We explained each piece, hopefully a different kavana that each person can function and focus on at the end of the day. So I want to end with a general theme about an idea about Asher Yatzar. You know, in the past, you know, before the last few months, if a person was sick, They understood that the address of their issue and the possibility of healing was Hashem. The doctors and the medicine were part of the necessary efforts to get better, but the source of everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in our days, we have seemed to have flipped our focus, and we've begun to treat the doctors and the medicine as the source of our healing, while Hashem was being pushed to the side of our everyday life. And suddenly, all of a sudden, we're in a situation where there's a sickness without a cure. And it's true that there are other sicknesses without cures, but this sickness was so incredibly contagious and spread so rapidly that it was unlike anything else we've seen. And it brought the entire world to a standstill. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're beginning to come out of that standstill, but no one was able to go anywhere, do anything at the end of the day. The Altar of Kelm is quoted in the Sefer Beis Kelm in Volume 3. And the Altar of Kelm said that the reality is that a person walks around healthy without any problems. And that's just as miraculous and shocking as a person who passes away suddenly. We should be just as amazed and just as shaken that so many people are healthy and function properly because of the grace of Hashem. And we should be more impressed with that by those who are tragically fall ill and pass away. The miracle is that we're getting up and walking around and everything is okay. That's the Pella. That's what should be inspiring us. That's what should be motivating us in our Avodas Hashem. Not when things go wrong. If we thought about the amazing opportunity and the amazing experience of our body functioning properly and the miracles upon miracles of what it takes for us to work and to work properly, the cells dividing over and over again and no mistakes being made and everything working the way they should be, that's what should shake us. That's what should inspire us at the end of the day. The only reason we stay healthy is because of the hand of Hashem. Rav Schwab writes in his parish here, in his parish on the Siddur, he quotes from Ruchem Levavitz, the Mashkiach of Mir, who would humorously note that whenever a Talmud used the bathroom, he should send a letter home to his parents that the body functions properly. Because that is an amazing thing. That's something to write home about, that your body's functioning well and doing the thing it should. And Rav Schwab understands that Rofei Kol Basar doesn't mean the healing of the sick, because that's not the point of the bracha. Rav Schwab says Rofei means that Hashem is the one who keeps us from getting sick, the one who prevents us from becoming ill at the end of the day. And that's really our kavanah when it comes to these bracha. I would tell everybody to look in the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss on Amunim Bitachon. If you don't have it in the Hebrew, then you should get it in the English. It's a must read. There's a lot of important ideas in there. But there's a sicha in there. There's a talk from Rav Asher Weiss where he talks about the bracha of Asher Yatzar. And at the very end, he makes a suggestion. And Rav Asher Weiss is not somebody who's into segulas and, you know, magical incantations. But Rav Asher Weiss writes that reciting Asher Yatzar with proper kavana is a segula gedola, a great segula for health. And when we recognize that the goodness of Hashem and what He gives us through a healthy body, it will awaken us further for chasdei Hashem and more kindness from Hashem at the end of the day. So we need to be mechazik ourselves in the recitation of Asher Yatzar, making sure we understand what we're saying, and hopefully we'll continue to experience good health for ourselves, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. We'll end here. Have a good evening, everyone.